Considering our gospel, how would you describe the mood of the two disciples who are walking on the way to Emmaus? Consider, though, how would you describe your own mood if you had witnessed the events of Good Friday, seeing our Lord brutally crucified, and then on Easter Sunday, hearing these reports that the tomb was empty? Words like sorrowful, confused, doubtful would come to mind. I think the verse that captures it the best is, these disciples say, "We were hoping that this was going to be the Messiah." Past tense. We were hoping. They feel very hopeless. Our Lord, though, the risen Lord, comes to them. He draws very close, does so in a gentle way. He converses with them. He corrects, redirects their thinking. He opens their mind to the meaning of sacred scripture. And then he breaks the bread. So it's like the code language for the Holy Eucharist. With that, their eyes were opened. They realize this is Jesus. Their hearts are burning with faith. They go back to the apostles in Jerusalem to express their joy, and they hear that Jesus has appeared to them also. My brothers and sisters, this passage of this journey of two disciples to Emmaus and the encounter with our risen Lord gives us very important lessons. The first lesson is why we ought to be here on Sunday. We come here to encounter Christ. We come here to walk with Him and be in His presence. Christ comes to us. Granted, when we think about our lives, for most of us, the week is probably pretty much routine. Yes, maybe a lot of activities going on, but nevertheless, rather routine. Yet, for many of us, since we listen to the news, there could be that off kind of worry about what happens in our country, the amount of violence, for instance, or what's happening in the world, the terrorist activities, the nutcases in North Korea and Iran that threaten nuclear war. Yes, that could bring some fear into our own lives. What's going to happen? Will it happen here to me? Some of us, though, could have really heavy hearts. When we come to Mass, we might have that burden of facing a financial issue, the medical problem. There may have been something tragic that happened in our life this week that really shook our faith. Yes, we come in all of these ways, but we come here to be with Jesus. This is why it's so important that despite how fast a week goes, we come here to be with Christ, to give Him that fullness of our attention, to encounter Him by worshiping, and really to spend time with Him. The second lesson that we learn is we hear the basic structure of the Mass. Jesus opened their eyes and their minds to the meaning of sacred scripture. So at Mass, really the first half almost, is dedicated to the Word of God. My job as a priest is to preach that word, to explain the gospel message especially, to apply this to our day-to-day lives. Of course, my job is not to just give opinion. It is to teach with the mind of the church. For all of us, though, we have to open our minds and our hearts because the Word of God is living. This Word has to take root in our lives. This Word, then, moves us to conversion. We have to conform ourselves to the Word of God, not messing with the Word of God, conforming it to fit our lives. So I encourage you, then, to really, before Mass, take some time to read the readings, or as we're reading the readings, to follow along in the Missal. It helps me to do so, keeps my attention focused, because then I'm seeing as well as listening. I also encourage you to take time each day in your prayer routine to read a little bit of the Gospels especially, or the New Testament, to read a passage. Reflect on that passage. With all the time we spend reading things on the internet or in the newspapers, whatever it may be, we ought to give time to God's Word. to let that word take root and come alive, we need to have our hearts burning with that word. That leads us, though, into the Holy Eucharist. Here, at this Mass, the priest, because of holy orders, acts in the person of Christ. We offer the sacrifice that participates in the everlasting, ever-living reality of our Lord's sacrifice and resurrection. The Mass, in a sacramental, unbloody way, represents our Lord's sacrifice. At those words of consecration, that bread and wine are truly transubstantiated, transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Think how beautiful that is, to know that Jesus is entering into this time and space, sharing his life, his love with us. So even if our hearts are very burdened right now, we know Christ is with us. He is going to walk with us on our journey. And then we prepare to depart. We go, after the blessing, to go out for Mass to walk with our Lord. But there's one other lesson that we need to learn. Here we have these two disciples. They're together. After they have this beautiful encounter, they go to see the apostles. This is the importance of church. Christ founded a church so that we are a body of believers. When we think about our world, you and I need each other. We need each other to be walking along together on the path of faith. You and I need to be supporting each other. So I encourage you again, especially this Easter time, think about becoming more involved in church, whether it is like Knights of the Columbus or the women's group or the choir, whatever activity it may be. We need to have good Catholic Christian friends to support each other. This is essential. We know the challenges of living our faith. You know what you face when you go to work each day during the week. You go off to school. We need each other. From my perspective, it's always good to see you here at Mass because that gives me hope, especially seeing young people. This is an important message, though, particularly for our young people. Think of all the influences. For instance, this past Monday, I was at home, my day off, cooking dinner for my mom and so on, just listening to the news. And all of a sudden I hear on the news that students at River Bend Middle School were caught drinking some kind of liquid laced with Xanax. I thought, wait, that's my parish. That school's down the street. Xanax, prescription drug, narcotic. Where did they get this? But this is the influence young people face. This is middle school. And we could go through all kinds of problems. You young people need to have good Christian friends. You don't need people who are going to lead you away from the Lord, away from your family, and have you follow a path that leads to not only personal self-destruction, but maybe the cost of your salvation. You need good friends to help you stay on the right path, who will be reinforcing the values you have at home and here at church. This is so critically important. It's also why I encourage young people to attend our youth group, our junior high youth group. We need to have these friends. Put it all together. Here we have this beautiful Mass. We see that Christ wants to encounter us. We see the basic structure of our Mass given by our Lord. We see the importance of church. The challenge then is, when we leave here, do we live our life in a way that someone looks at us and says, I want to walk with you. I want to live the life you live. I want to know the Jesus you believe in. May God bless you.